It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
He knows when it's something different. Hi, Phil, how are you?
G'day, mate, I'm good. Yeah, that song was something different, wasn't it? I'm just looking out at the gloomy weather outside and listening to that strange music and thinking, what's happening to the world?
They just lost lost power in Titirangi.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I middle of summer, and here we are. It looks like it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night. It's pretty bad, but it might be better for the weekend. Keep our fingers crossed.
I hope so. It's Christmas in the Park this weekend.
Yeah, 'tis too. Yeah, Saturday night we had Franklin Road Christmas lights switch on Saturday night, and
who was the official switcher honorer?
The top twins, 2 days.
I've done that once. It was quite an honour, I tell you.
And they sang as well. So
I love the top twins. I really love the top twins.
They're real New Zealand icons. And then, of course, we had the Santa parade on Sunday, and it was not just sunny, it was bloody hot. tens of thousands of people out there, and what's really interesting is amazing representation from Auckland's ethnic communities. You know, really, really strong.
Is it at the Santa Parade?
Yeah. Really strong turnout from Indian community, Chinese community, other ethnic communities.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. They're ramping up their parades and parties situation. Those two particular communities they're having a good run of it.
So there we are. We have Santa
Claus another one in the mix
from the North Pole, and a totally new audience for Santa Claus in Auckland.
I dropped the kids in to go to the Santa parade after we'd been to the trampoline park, obviously, but during the weekend, and people were streaming in from all over the place for a thing that's only on for an hour. That's good to see, eh? People invested in it.
The floats were really good, and a lot of entertainment and music. And I go in the walking school bus, group. So we walk down the length of it. I just do that each year. I like being with the kids.
But do you pretend you're in a real bus?
Yeah, we were behind the truck that was shooting off the
confetti
streamers.
Oh, I heard about that. That was a favourite.
Each time it went off, you just heard this big wow go up from the crowd. And the kids loved it. But you know, look, it was a lot of fun for the kids, and a great celebration of the festive season. So I think it went off really well, and we're really pleased it wasn't cancelled again because of the rain.
Yeah. Well, hopefully for all the good big events that are happening over the summer. You've announced your annual budget.
Yep.
So you've announced the annual budget for the council, 2019-2020 proposal to council is seeking to help Auckland's most vulnerable with a proposed contribution of $5 million to the City Mission's Home, Ground, Housing and Social Services project.
Yeah, I really rate the Auckland City Mission. You know, if we have a problem with people, for example, downtown, and they're affected by, maybe synthetic cannabis or whatever, we'll call in the Auckland City Mission. They'll come down with us and see what we can do positively to help the people that are so affected. You know, you can take the police down, and sometimes you have to do that. But having the Auckland City Mission there and the new common, the home ground, they call it, home ground building that they've demolished their old building on Hobson Street. It's right down now. I had a look at that the other day. But they're going to build 80 permanent units there. They're going to have a special state-of-the-art detoxification centre. They're going to have a community kitchen there and a place for community meetings. And it's about $90 million. Now, a lot of that's, a significant percentage of that's coming from central government, probably about $30 million altogether. But they've gone out to the private sector and they've raised $50-60 million, and what we'll do with our $5 million is we'll just take it up to that. They're in the home straight now. They're about $10 million off, and we're putting out an appeal to the private sector and to philanthropies and to private citizens. Hey, if you can just give a little bit to the Auckland City Mission, this is a group that works with the most disadvantaged, the most down and out people in town. And they're a great group, they're reliable, they've got an 89-year history. Let's try to give them a helping hand so they can reach out their hand to help other people.
They're well respected for the fact that they really work those dollars well, don't they? You know,
yeah,
like they don't. You don't sort of go, oh, $20 million, and it's sort of, so what have they done with that $20 million?
Yeah, well, these are the people.
It's almost like they make $20 million into $30 million somehow. It's actually amazing, you know, how much work they're doing, how much they genuinely care, you know?
Yeah, they give up their Christmas Day to help other people on Christmas Day, and I think that's one of the ultimate tests.
All year round, you know?
They're there, and I think all of us are concerned at the growth and the homelessness that we've seen on the streets around the place. So having a group like the City Mission there that are available when you need them, available to help others, it makes a big difference. They're not the only group out there. There's lots of groups that are really helpful. But they're the group that's probably the longest standing, and they're the group that have a hell of a track record at doing the right thing. They're tried and tested.
What about those other groups that are out there who all are sort of vying for the philanthropist dollar or the charity dollar? Are you in a position where you have to sort of go, look, the reason that we're giving this much to the City Mission is the reason we're not giving you guys this much?
Well, you can't help everybody, but that doesn't mean to say you can't help anybody. So what we do, there are five groups that work with the Auckland City Mission, and they're groups like Vision West and Link People, and they're the ones that make up the core for Housing First. They're the people that get people out of the cars, off the streets and into accommodation. You know, 700 in the first 18 months that we've been operating Housing First. So we are reaching out. We've given money in the past to things like the James Liston Hostel for people. We don't have a lot of money to splash around. Everybody, you know, there isn't a week that goes by where, you know, there aren't requests for $10, $20, $30 million. We can't say
like
yes
you've got
to everybody.
Millions just sitting around in piles of millions, you know?
Yeah. I wish we did. I wouldn't mind having access to some of that money that Shane Jones seems to be able to splash around the place, you know, from the
provincial
fund. Yeah,
it's not just the fact he's got the money, it's the fact he's just so lackadaisical with his attitude towards it. Have you seen all my money? I've got to splash around. Everybody be nice to
me. Yeah, I think you've, you know, I mean, the message that
as long as he's not spending it on movies, that's all I'm worried about.
Yeah. We won't go there.
Let's talk about some of the other things in the budget. There's a record capital investment of over $2.5 billion, the largest ever transport investment of $1.2 billion. Progressing the water quality improvement program to clean up the beaches and streams. The Kauri dieback has got a big whack of it too. $5 million proposed council contribution to City Mission, we talked about that. $200,000 proposed continued funding to deal with illegal dumping.
Yeah, making some good progress there. We've got three prosecutions in the last 3 weeks, and I want to send the message out. And these are guys, all the guys that we've prosecuted are commercial, so you know that's not.
They're not welcome on our radio station. Those commercials.
I'd like to see the penalties tougher. But going back to what you were saying before, look, the big emphasis in the budget is still around transport, housing, water, infrastructure. We've got to deal with our housing problem. We've got to deal with our transport problem. We've got to make sure that we're protecting and enhancing the environment. And that's where the bulk of the effort is going in. But at the same time, you know, there's a bit on the side there around making our community a more inclusive place. And that's why we're giving it to City Mission. That's why we're bringing in the final tranche of the living wage.
That was what I was going to ask you as well. All council staff paid a living wage from 1st of September next year.
All the directly employed council staff, and then we're going to have to...
Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that contractors don't count?
Well, contractors aren't included in that, and I said made that clear before the last election. But, you know, do we have to do something about our cleaners, the people that come into my office at, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night and do the cleaning? They're contracted out to a particular firm, but they're still effectively employed by us, and I'd like to be able to, over the next 3 years... To be able to do something to help those folk as well. If people put in a decent week's work, they've got to have a wage that they can live on. And in Auckland, with the cost of accommodation in particular, you know, rent and mortgage, it's really tough for people.
Does that mean that the living wage, as it's, I mean, because you're going to have to define what that is, I suppose, at some stage.
Yeah, it is defined.
Give it a dollar value. Does that mean it changes outside like after the Bombay Hills officially? Like, I mean,
No. This only covers our staff.
It's not defined to the whole country or anything.
No, we've got the defined amount. I'm not sure what it's up to now. It's around $20-$21. But there are people that have gone from being on about $16 that will be up to around $21.
But I mean, is the living wage the same throughout the country, is what I mean?
Yeah, it is. It is. And there are an increasing number of private sector employers that are buying into that, but probably Auckland Council would still be the biggest employer. And, you know, these are the people that work in our cafeteria that that do the...
I don't think you have to explain it or justify it to anybody on this radio station.
No. And, you know, good on them. Some of the people that I was talking to the other day that were getting it, they've worked for the council for 20 years. You know, they've done their time. They've shown their loyalty. They've been good employees.
Regardless of how long they've been there, though, it's the right thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
my thoughts on the living. Otherwise,
we're consigning people who are working a full week's work to living below the poverty line. That's what it adds up to.
Yeah, and you're saying that you're doing a full week's work, but you're not doing enough, really, for us to pay you.
it's kind of, you know... We've tried to, you know, the chief executive, to be fair to him, he accepted a 1% pay increase at the top level.
Yeah.
And we're lifting the people at the bottom level up, because it doesn't matter whether you're chief executive or you're doing the cleaning in a building, your job is still, significant to that body being able to get through and provide the services that it can. So it's about decency.
You're talking about an annual cost of $7 million, or is that
it would have added about $7 million to our wage bill. But that's the price of treating people decently, in my opinion.
Good on you. Did you see the float in the Santa Parade called the Hot Mamas?
The Hot Mamas. I don't think I saw that one. No. That was meant to be on the Santa Parade?
Well, someone said the Chinese had a float called the Hot Mamas, which was 10 tall hot Chinese women, and that was their float.
I didn't see that. He says quite gratefully, but. Yeah, I got, because I was walking in the parade, I got to see, you know, maybe about 15 of the floats, but they were all good fun.
Yeah.
And they were pretty traditional stuff, you know, Cinderella and
I was told that they all
Goldilocks and the Three Bears, the sort of things the kids like. I'm not sure about the Hot Mamas.
What about those big balloons? Do you like those? That must be a headache.
I was watching one of the guys, because he was a few floats in front of us. He was holding it at the back, but it was just about lifting him off his feet. And I said, what's your plan B if that suddenly lifts off and you find that you're 30 feet, 30 metres up in the air? And he said, I don't have a plan B.
So see you later. hey, Phil, thanks very much. Have a good week.
I don't
want to alarm you before you go, but you and I both are, we both have been in the past criticised for talking too much.
Oh, no, really?
What's the time?
Yeah, it's nearly 8:25.
It's not like just before dinner. I'm just looking outside, and I think your city's turning into night.
Yeah, it is. It's damn near black out there. I can't remember during the day it being so dark. So we've got a heap of black cloud above us.
Can you sort that out?
I'm just going to move on. Yeah. I'll issue a mayoral edict, you know,
just turn the lights on, man. Thank you.
Yeah, good as gold, mate. Well, look, you enjoy the day.
There's no day out there. That's just the thing.
Yeah.
Enjoy the twilight. All right, thanks, Phil.
Okay, mate, see you next week. See you next week. Cheers.
That's Phil Goff. He's the mayor.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.